Virgin.
Wake up. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Hey, good morning. It's Thursday already. Look at you getting your way through the week. We've got just two more days. Let's make them good ones. It's 1 degree right now in Toronto. It is going to be getting colder towards the weekend. We're expecting like minus 13, minus 14 in the next couple days. I know. But you know what? It was a nice little thaw. And then we'll get back to being in January. And then here's the thing. By the weekend, January is already half over. And look at that. It's almost summer at that point, right?
Yeah, man, for sure.
That's how we look at it, right?
I think that's a good way to look at it. Basically. I don't know if it's the accurate way, but it's certainly a good way.
The reason I have to be polypositive here is that our lovely Jax Irwin is at home, as am I, in isolation. But her microphone isn't working, and mine is. And that is because, frankly, I have the superior equipment in my house. So we're working on getting Jax on the air. So I'm going to check in with the crew that we actually can talk to. We got TJ. What's going on, buddy?
All I can think about is how MGK and Megan Fox are now engaged. I don't know if you saw the proposal video yesterday.
We're going to be talking about that in about 20 minutes.
Incredible, because they drank something afterwards, and we need to talk about it.
Each other's blood. They drank each other's blood. See, TJ, let's just call it what it is. It's weird. They're freaking weird, and
weird.
I love them. I love them. They're delicious. Producer Leah, what about you?
All I can say, guys, is
can't hear.
Oh, no. So my mic neither.
Oh.
No, she's good.
She's good? Okay, go ahead, producer Liam. Sorry.
No problem. What I was going to say is I'm back in the building, baby, and I feel better than ever. I'm happy about it.
It's good to have you back,
TJ,
Leah.
What do they call that?
Post-COVID euphoria?
Yes. Yeah, and it's real. It's real, guys. It's real.
Incredible. Listen, wherever you are right now, whether you're on the road, whether you are stuck at home, you're getting people up and ready for that last couple days of online learning, whatever it is you're doing, you know that you can hit us up. Anytime, 999-999 to text if you're feeling lonely, or if you're not feeling lonely, you just want some friends around. And in a couple of songs, I have some great news for you. If you are single, 2022 just got off to a great start, because one of the sexiest men in the world is now single too. You might have to give him a couple months, but the waiting game, being patient, might be worth it. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Tell you about it, 610.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, you're single. It's 2022. And you're wondering what's out there on the market. Obviously, none of the restaurants are open, so it's really hard, without being able to go to a restaurant or bar, to find out who these single people are. Who are they? Well, here you go. Jason Momoa, ladies and gentlemen. Jason Momoa is now single!
Wow.
Although, I gotta be honest with you, you gotta give him a minute. He's getting a divorce. Those take a bit of time to get over. But Lisa Bonet and Jason Momoa announced yesterday that they are... Let me announce it to you the way they announced it, okay, guys? You tell me what you think. All right. We have felt the squeeze and changes of these transformational times.
What?
A revolution is unfolding, and our family is of no exception. Feeling and growing from the seismic shifts occurring, and so we share our family news that we are parting ways in marriage.
You know what's weird? My parents, when they divorced, put out the exact same statement.
Is that right? Interesting.
And you have to wonder if they're reading the same book.
I think that's so beautiful. I think that's an eloquent way to put it. And they've been very honest and transparent with their relationship and their marriage pretty much the entire time. So I think that this is very honest and earnest. So I love this.
Would you seismic shift?
It's bizarre.
It's a bit of a bizarre statement.
Yeah.
They're celebrities. What do you expect? And they're both very spiritual. So I'm not surprised.
Well, okay. But then, so I'm reading this. Okay, and I'm thinking, okay, that's what they put out for their divorce statement, which is sad, right? Divorces are sad. Yeah. It sucks when it happens, mm-hmm. right? What's pillow talk like?
It's gorgeous. It's something.
Is he gonna be talking really about sexy today?
Seismic celestial bodies coupling. Like I think it's weird.
I think if you're sleeping with Jason Momoa, you don't care what he's saying. I think you're fine. It doesn't matter what he has to say.
Just saying, just show me the body one more time. Show me the body.
It's all good.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How do you react when your friend gets engaged?
I get really excited for them. Unless they're like the annoying friend that's not really a friend on Instagram, then I'm like, oh, now I gotta deal with this for the next year.
Yeah. You get the oh, here's some wedding inspo in my Insta stories. Jax, what about you?
I get excited regardless. Yeah? I just get pumped up for them. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you call them and you say, hey, like, Tell me how you were proposed to, or how did you propose? Do you guys get into the proposal story at all?
I do. Yeah.
I want the story. I want the tale. Absolutely.
Okay. So if I told you that a friend of yours got engaged in the same place that they had their first date, it was under a tree, and it was a beautiful location, and it was warm and sunny, and they brought them back like a year and a half later and said, listen, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Would you say that's romantic?
Yeah, that's very sweet.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's nice, right?
Yeah.
And then if they finished the story and then we drank each other's blood.
No.
How would you feel about that?
No.
How are you supposed to feel about that?
Well, I don't know. How are you supposed to feel about that? It seems like a completely normal thing, don't you think?
I would say that I needed to go. Well, and that my dinner was ready.
Honestly, no, and in all seriousness, would you, if you're at someone's house and they said, and then we drank each other's blood when we got engaged, would you leave?
I don't know if I
wouldn't
leave.
Yeah, I'd be nervous that they would drink my blood if
I left. That's where I went with that. So here's the thing. Megan Fox, Machine Gun Kelly, they got engaged under the same tree that they sort of started their relationship off. And let me read Megan Fox's caption. And this is from her Instagram. In July of 2020, we sat under this banyan tree. We asked for magic. We were oblivious to the pain we would face together in such a short, frenetic period of time.
What?
Unaware of the work and sacrifices the relationship would require from us, but intoxicated off of the love and the karma. Somehow, a year and a half later, having walked through hell together and having laughed more than I ever imagined possible, he asked me to marry him. And then she finishes it off with, and just as in this, just in every lifetime as this one, every lifetime that will follow it, I said yes. And then we drank each other's blood.
Oh, God.
So apparently they actually did. The word is basically that they drank each other's, it's like a blood marriage vow.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Well, you know, okay. Millennials and their trends, right?
As long as they're happy.
Yeah.
You know, as long as they're happy.
I mean, listen, I prefer the Edison weird. Lights trend, but drinking your blood's fine, I guess.
What if it becomes a new trend, though? Like, what if that's actually part of the ceremony from now on?
Yeah, it could be. Honestly, it could be. Here's how I look at it. I'm like, you know, you put yourself in a celebrity shoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand that if you become a celebrity, you could probably get carried away. You've got all the money in the world. Everybody wants a piece of you. And if, especially if you're Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, they're the couple that you can't look away from. They're like,
yes.
You know, the original Tom and Pammy, right? Or Tommy and Pam, excuse me.
And, Pammy and Tommy.
Yeah, Pam and Tommy. And you can't stop watching it for some reason. There's something fascinating about them.
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine being under that banyan tree and then getting engaged to Megan Fox and then going home to my mom in Scarborough, Ontario, and saying, Mom, we drank each other's blood afterwards. And she'd say, what? And and then I would have, then I honestly, all the celebrity would have come out of me, I think, at that point. And then I would go back to Earth and go, yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like the rule should be, if you can't tell your mother how you got engaged, then it's not a good engagement story.
How do you think Paulette would react to that, Jax?
Oh, Colette, there'll be a lot of maritime expletives.
Yeah?
Tell you what.
Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, congratulations to MGK and Megan Fox. May their love story continue forever because, A, obviously we wish happiness for people. B, they're the most entertaining couple in the world right now. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Like, every day has got to be strange, right? People driving by your house, Jax driving by your house, just wanting to look in the window.
Leering in.
You know, having to have 24-hour security just in your driveway. I mean, he does. If you drive by his house in Toronto, he does, whether he's there or not. And you know, people make up stories about you all the time. I mean, Kanye West just, for whatever reason, randomly hates you for 5 years. And then you figure it out. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And so this story is unbelievable to me because apparently there's an Instagram model ready to sue Drake. And it has to do with hot sauce because apparently he puts it in his male protection device.
Okay.
And you know what I'm talking about. Well, condom. Mm-hmm. Let's just see. Condom.
Yeah.
We're all adults here.
Yeah.
And so here's what I want to know. Producer Lee, I'm bringing you on for this story because I want to understand this story. Obviously, There are some graphic details.
Yes.
Put in this, but can you give us sort of the rundown of exactly what's going on in the PG-rated section of this?
Yes, PG. Okay, so Drake went out with a, like you said, Instagram model. She described the night as very interesting. They, you know, get together. I think I'm allowed to say hook up.
Yeah,
sure.
Sure. Hooked up. The lady in the story, I guess, wanted to use Drake's, what would you call it?
Oh, don't put the pressure on me.
Yeah, TJ, help me out here.
She wanted to be a permanent fixture in Drake's life.
Sure. She wanted to have a baby by Drake. I think we're allowed to say that.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. Use his sample.
Get that child support
sample.
Payment.
Use his sample. That's a great way of putting it, Jax.
Use his sample.
She tried to use his sample, she discovered it was not going to happen because Drake put hot sauce in said condom.
Which would make it uncomfortable.
Yes,
one could
and
say.
She did describe a burning sensation when describing trying to have a baby by Drake.
Do we know what brand? Like, was it Sriracha?
I don't know. I know Frank says, you know, you can put that ish on anything.
That's right. That's so, true.
Yeah. You know,
with that being said, perhaps
very
Frank's.
Useful tagline.
I think it works very well here.
Here's my question. She's suing because it was uncomfortable for her? Like,
yes.
She's suing because it was hot. Oh, she's upset.
She's upset because she got burned literally in this process.
She was wrong.
So let me tell you something. First off, this is, people always say they're going to sue, and then they go through the process of trying to sue.
Yeah.
And I only know this now because I'm dating a lawyer. She's not going to sue him for this. Because the kind of things that you need to do to go through a lawsuit, they have to open up everything about your life. So already this isn't going anywhere. But number two, Drake kind of made fun of this rumor because last night on his Instagram, he put up a story of him and a bottle of Sriracha in the back of a car.
Okay, so now we know. So now we know it's Sriracha. Right. Good to know.
Yeah. So that is it's a bizarre story, but for some reason, I think sometimes there has to be like a shred of, I feel like this could be true, but it's not. And it took off. And I think sometimes you want it to be true
because
it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's hilarious. And I've never heard anything like this. And I think Drake has started a new trend, perhaps.
This sounds like a rumor that you hear in high school.
Yeah.
Remember when you hear a rumor about someone in high school and you just think that for the next 20 years?
Yeah, it's like a legend.
Exactly.
I remember, so when I was earlier on in my career, I worked at Virgin Radio in Calgary. And as a side job, I did trivia nights at a bar. And one of the things that this bar had, and this is a really good bar, a really good chain, well run, like not a skeevy bar at all or anything, but they had a hot wings contest. And these hot wings were crazy, right? And so what these hot wings were so hot that they would actually, they had a contest going where you ate the 10 wings, and if you got through without eating anything else or drinking anything, that you would be entered in to go into the next round. And that next round, because so few people got through, if you did it again, you would win tickets to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Wow.
Huge thing, right? Huge contest. So behind the scenes, I'm talking to the manager, who is like a franchisee, right? This is a big bar. And he's like, so we have got a pending lawsuit. And I said, get out for what? He said, well, one of our patrons tried the hot wings contest and failed. And was very upset about it. And he and his girlfriend were belligerent. And then they went home and they were belligerent and didn't wash before.
No!
No!
Okay.
Yeah. We know where this stands.
It turns out that guy was Drake.
Yeah.
It all comes together.
It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
BlogTO posted this wild story about some folks in Toronto who bought a couch online, but then they had to bring it on the subway because they don't drive. So it's the story of someone named Anna who found the couch online, but it was at the other end of the city. Obviously, they don't drive. So they traveled the Woodbine Station to get the couch. And then when they got there, they called an Uber XL, one of the bigger Ubers, in hopes that they would just drive them back to their place. Well, when the Uber showed up, they basically said, sorry, I can't help you, refunded them, and then they were on their way. So they called a friend of theirs to help them get it down into Woodbine Station, down the stairs. They had help from other people. They got onto the subway, and they traversed 17 stops back to Lansdowne Station with the gigantic couch. Then from there, they had to carry it another two blocks down the road. And I guess somebody saw them trying to carry the couch, and they stopped and lent them a wheelbarrow so they could get it home.
Oh, that's nice.
Safely in their apartment. It's just one of my favorite stories I've read of the year, and it's 13 days in. Hey, how much money would you spend to avoid a minor inconvenience? Because according to a new survey, 27% of people say they're more likely to spend money to make their life a little bit easier. And if you can believe it, younger people are more likely to just spend the money. Around 30% of us under the age of 55 said yes, compared to the 22% of people older than that. Is there any minor inconveniences in your life you guys would just pay to make go away?
I buy my soda water online so I don't have to carry it.
What?
Like, I drink bubbly. Drink a lot of bubbly. And I buy it online so that I don't have to carry it from the grocery store. I Amazon
it. You also have a Soda Stream.
No, I sold the Soda Stream.
What are you doing?
I sold the Soda Stream.
Oh.
Yeah, I sold that on Marketplace,
sold
baby.
The stream.
Listen, I'm a bit of a magnate on Marketplace, so don't judge.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Pete Davidson is being eyed as the 2022 Oscars host. So the show is obviously normally pretty stuffy, but I guess they're looking for, quote, a reset. And they want to bring in younger viewers. And they're like, Pete's all over the news. He's dating a Kardashian. Bring him in. And I guess the source is pointing out that the New Year's Eve special with Pete Davidson, hosted with Miley Cyrus, brought in 6.3 million viewers. So they're really hoping that that's going to go well. Prediction, it's not going to go the way that they think. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Well, one thing that could go the way that you think is the $100,000 Destroy Your Debt contest. Here's the thing. We just give you a keyword, and you go to 99.9virginradio.ca, and you enter that keyword. And you're entered not only for the $100,000 prize, which of course you want, but you're also entered for a $1,000 bonus prize with Miles, who's giving them away in the evening show here on 99.9virginradio. By the way, great show. You need to check that out if you're driving around. It's after 7 o'clock at night. So, 8 o'clock this morning, that's when your first keyword will be. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, when you hear about a new dating app these days, like, you know, back in the day, a dating app in general, I remember the first time hearing about Tinder, I was like, wow, that's a crazy concept. I'm going to try that. But every app since, I mean, obviously, we've used Bumble, we've used Hinge, there's Grindr, there's Squirt, there's so many different apps, and you know, it seems like the ideas are kind of dead, right? Like, you know, I don't know, unless Jax is on Farmers Only and we don't know about it.
Ooh, are you on Farmers Only?
Farmers, if I was single, Farmers Only is where it's at, guys. Let's be honest here.
The thing is that it seemed like the new ideas were dead, but I want to run this one by you because I really love this. This is called Thursday Dating. And just so you know, if you're single, Thursday's the night, right? Single people go out on a Thursday.
I agree, because you don't want to commit the day to your weekend, but you also want to be a bit more like weekend vibey.
100%.
So it's nice to have that end of week mood.
And people who are in a relationship and like live together in responsibilities, they're not going out on a Thursday. So the dating app is called Thursday. And so here's what they do. And this is in New York right now, and it's in London and Bristol and Manchester, but they're going to bring it to the rest of the world. So they're just kind of beta testing it. Basically is... It reveals the location of a secret bar every Thursday where singles only are allowed in. So that means that if you live in London and you have this app, you will find out on that Thursday which bar in London is going to be the singles bar for that night. So everybody on that app who wants to go can gather at that bar. And you know that when you're at the bar, everybody that you're speaking to is single because they're not going to let anybody in who does not have the code from the app and is not verified single. So, because that could be a pain in the butt, right? Like, you meet people at the bar, you're flirting with them all night. Jax, you talked about this in the fall. You had a friend of yours who was, like, talking to a guy all night. They were buying each other drinks. And then he's like, okay, I have a girlfriend. I'll see you later. Bye.
Yeah, he's like, oh, by the way, I have a girlfriend. Have a great weekend. And she was like, what?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So
it's frustrating.
So that kind of takes that out of it. And I also really like the fact that, like, you're all kind of there for the same reasons. So you didn't really meet over the app. You just found out about the location over the app. And so you still get that we met in person vibe, which a lot of people don't have these days. A lot of times you're meeting online and then you're meeting in person, right?
That's a good point. Although going to these events does ruin one of the best excuses when you're talking to someone you don't want to talk to, which is, hey, I'm sorry, I have a partner. I can't continue this. So like, if you're talking to someone that you're not interested in, all of a sudden you have to be really honest about it.
I have to say, I've never been to like a singles event. Actually, no, that's not true. I hosted a singles event for Lava Life back in the day.
What?
I told you guys about this?
Oh, Lava Life? Okay. No.
So let me tell you about this. So this is when I was doing evenings at Virgin Radio, and I was young and single, and here in Toronto, and we lined up Lava Life's top 10 male and female singles in the country.
What?
They did a top 10 contest, and they brought them all to the Mod Club, and Jason Derulo performed.
And then
it was crazy. And like it was so weird, cause, and then I'm like on stage with Aaliyah Jasmine. You guys remember Aaliyah Jasmine from MTV?
Yeah.
So it was me and her, and we're just talking to the crowd and whatever. And then we like bring up the singles and like the audience would get to know them. And so if you were on Lava Life, which I'm not even sure if it still exists, if you were on Lava Life, you got to meet one of the top singles and maybe go on a date with them or whatever. So they and then Jason Derulo came on and performed, and he was amazing. It was crazy. 2010,
what?
Baby. What just a wild year.
For the record, it looks like Lava Life still exists. Still kicking.
Oh.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Jason Derulo is not on the website. But
not on the website. Yeah. No. Lava Life's kind of like the MySpace of dating, right? It was a time and place. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I think one of the things that a lot of people are struggling with right now is like, whether to go on vacation or not. And I know a lot of you know, if you're hearing this, you're probably like, well, don't. Understandably so, right? It's a little bit hairy out there. But a lot of us booked vacations like 6 months ago when we thought, okay, listen, we know we live in a somewhat restricted environment, but you know, I still want to go on vacation, see if I could try this out. And TJ, right before Christmas, you were actually on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Were you due to fly out?
I was supposed to fly to the Dominican on Christmas Day, and we booked the trip in July.
Right.
Back when things were like a little less crazy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Obviously, we didn't go because we made a judgment call on what was going on. And we're like, you know what? It's not worth going and being stressed the whole time, number one. And number two, with the state of the world, just didn't feel like the right thing to do, just for us personally.
So this is crazy because here's the thing. Like, you think, well, okay, I sure hope TJ bought cancellation insurance. Did you buy it?
I did.
But you didn't get your money back.
But I lost 100% of the money that I paid for this trip, which was paid in full.
Oh.
So let me tell you the story. I booked through a very popular vacation booking website, and I bought the cancellation insurance before checking out because I'm not a goof and I knew what was going on, and we're like, let's just cover our bases. And we booked in July. It was in 6 months. You know, a lot can happen in that time.
Yeah.
So when I called, and the cancellation insurance, by the way, covered us for like, I think it was like 48 hours before we could cancel. And the week before, Val and I were sitting around, we're like, you know what? We, as much as we want to go, we shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I called the website to cancel, and the first thing it says is 100% non-refundable. And I said, well, no, actually, that's where you're wrong, sir, because I purchased the insurance. And apparently, they told me I didn't call a third-party insurance company through that website, which I had never heard of in my entire life, within 24 hours of booking the trip. So it canceled the insurance. And I was like, I've never heard of this before. Like, I had no idea. And he said, check your receipt. By the way, the customer service person I spoke to was the rudest customer service representative I've ever spoke to in my life. It was the worst experience. And I checked the receipt. At the very top, it says, your trip is confirmed, pack your bags, that type of stuff. Just below that, it says, you're good to go. There's no need to call us. Everything is fine, basically. And like near the bottom of the email in very small letters, it says, your insurance cannot be processed at this time. But it says no number to call, doesn't tell you that you had to call within 24 hours, nothing.
Teach.
Whoa.
So I lost 100% of the money, which is like...
That's thousands of dollars.
It was, and it sucked. And like, I'm not telling this story because I'm looking for sympathy or to rile up anger at this website, which although would be nice. But it's more like a just be careful type story.
Yeah, read the fine print.
Read the fine print on these emails and triple check because... frankly, some of these companies are getting, and I told the guy, I'm like, this is incredibly misleading.
Yeah.
He's like, no, it's on your email. It's right there in front of you. And I'm like, no, it's not.
And TJ, it's a good heads up to have because especially with all the cancellation, you know, things that have happened because of COVID, everything's kind of different now. It's not your 2019 and before booking anymore. Like you don't necessarily have the cancellation insurance that you think you do. I've had a couple friends who, you know, you're just getting credits or partial credits back. Yeah. You're not getting money back anymore. A lot of policies have changed with airlines. It's wild.
And if you are getting credits back, you're considered lucky at this point. Like it's wild. Oh. And like, in one sense, you don't blame these companies because they've been hit really hard over the last 2 years, obviously. And like, they have employees and they have to feed these people and et cetera. But like, you know, Val and I were out thousands of dollars right before the holidays. And like the whole time we had planned, like, this is what we're doing. Like, we were going away. We weren't going to buy each other any Christmas gifts. We weren't doing anything with our family. So all of a sudden, a couple days before Christmas, like, we're alone in our condo and spending Christmas. And we obviously like...
Tell me, this part of it was where it ends. Well, I really like this story.
Yeah, this is nice.
So we did tuck aside a little bit of like money that you take like to spend when you're there, some American money. So we decided, okay, like we're not going to look back on this Christmas as one of the worst Christmases we had,
right?
Because I don't want to do that. So we said, let's like run to Sherway Gardens. Let's spend 2 hours running around. I think we had like $100 each, and like let's just buy each other whatever we can for $100. So at least we have something to open on Christmas. And then when I came home on Christmas Eve from the show, Val stayed up all morning. She was making like delicious baked goods. And we ended up having like so much fun because we just hung around and we watched Christmas movies. We watched a bunch of Harry Potter movies. We ate delicious food. We laughed about how we basically lit thousands of dollars on fire that we spent the year saving. But it was, we made the best of it. And like now I can look back on that Christmas and think like, hey, remember that time and we made the best of a bad situation?
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah,
I think
that's
a bonding moment, is it not?
Totally. That's exactly how it feels.
I think there's like a turning point in certain relationships where it's like, okay, so this is a problem and it's unfair and there's nothing we can do about it. So what are we going to do about it? You know what I mean? How are we going to make the best of it? And congratulations. I think you guys passed the test.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, I love that, Teach.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I think every relationship, if it goes on long enough, has that first moment of, okay, this is going to be interesting because it's a moment of intense pressure and disappointment, and we're going to have to figure it out together. And I just want to congratulate TJ and his partner Val for figuring it out. If you missed the story, essentially, they were going to fly out on Christmas Day. You guys, where were you guys going?
The Dominican to Punta Cana, or as they call it, Punta Canada.
And you'd booked it 6 months before. You got your cancellation insurance. But I guess when TJ made the purchase, they said, okay, you're all good to fly. You don't need to call us. That's what it says on the email. I guess at the very bottom in the fine print, it said, by the way, your insurance, your cancellation insurance couldn't be processed. You have to call the party. And TJ didn't do that because he didn't see it. So lost all the money on the trip. And what I love about this, it's not about, I mean, obviously it sucks to lose the money. Yeah. Obviously. Nobody likes that. But what I like is that TJ and Val, who had bought themselves zero Christmas gifts because that was their Christmas gift to each other, ran out to the mall on like Christmas Eve. And like, was it Sherway that you guys went to?
We ran to Sherway. We spent like $100 on each other. That was our limit. And we bought each other a bunch of like nice little things that we needed. And then, so Christmas morning, we'd have something open and we made really great food and watched movies. And we ended up having a really awesome Christmas together.
See, out of the worst things come the best things. So my question to you, Jax, is, do you think you've reached that threshold yet with Michelle at one point? Have you had a situation where it's been like, uh-oh, we're both upset. What do we do?
Well, we've both had COVID for the past week, and and we've been isolating together. And you know what? Let me tell you something: that COVID isn't very attractive at times, and
no,
you
it's
really
not.
Have to see some weird sides of each other. And we've actually fared quite well. Our entire relationship has been in the pandemic, so we've done some isolating together. So it's been like isolation Olympics. We've done our due diligence. Let me put it that way.
Do you find you guys are spending more time together right now, or are you spending a bit more time apart while in isolation?
We are existing together because we just also had the holidays together where we were hanging out and it was romantic, and this isn't as romantic.
No, it's not.
We're taking care of each other. We're like preparing meals for each other. We see each other in passing.
Yeah. No,
chips
nice.
At night.
That's great.
Yeah. But we're both very snotty, so like I'm okay with her not seeing me right now.
We live on different floors of the house.
Yes, exactly.
So I'm at home in isolation too, with Natalie, for the same reasons, right? COVID. And, I was just thinking about, you know, like, so here's something that comes up. Natalie and I, because we're a blended family, we both came to the party with pets. So we've got, I've got my two dogs from, you know, my previous relationship. I end up with the dogs and I love the dogs. And Natalie has this cat, Teddy, who she is completely obsessed with, loves the cat. And I'm like allergic to cats. So already that was sort of like, oh, how is this going to go? Because, right, you're going to introduce a cat and two dogs together. They've been fine. My allergies have been totally fine. But the other week, and this is right after Christmas, same thing, right? Big expense, unexpected, and it puts your relationship a little bit to the test because she takes him to the vet for a routine checkup, and they're like, oh, a couple teeth need to get pulled.
Oh,
that'll be
no.
$2,500.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ugh. Here's the thing, right? It's not like, who's got $2,500 just sitting around?
Yeah.
And so and Natalie is currently starting her own business, growing her own business. So it's like, you know, you got to be careful with that sort of thing. So we both looked at each other, and it was one of those where you're like, you're squeezing your hands together, and you're like, okay, let's do it. And you have to do it, right? Because you're taking care of the pet. You committed to taking care of the pet. And so, Valentine's Day is going to be a little slim this year. But
okay.
But we made ribs that night, or she made ribs. I ate them. And we had a good night. Good. So you got to make something good out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Totally agree with you.
Oh, it's one of those situations, though. Damn. Anyway, TJ, there's a lot of people texting in, feeling bad for you, and also recommending that you join Facebook pages for passenger rights.
I appreciate that. I appreciate all the kind words. And just a reminder, though, that like if you are booking a trip, to just triple, quadruple check. I was somebody that would always say, like, yeah, I'll double check, and I would. But you have to be so careful right now. And I felt so much shame when it happened to me. I felt like such an idiot. But it's just, it happens, right? Like, I'm the smartest person on earth, but it could still happen to anybody. So
that could have happened. That could happen to anybody, dude. It's just the way it is. Bummer that it happened, but you know what? You're probably, by saying this, saving somebody else the hassle down the road. Always check the entire email from Big Travel website. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Sound the alarm. This is not a drill. Jason Momoa is single.
Woo!
him and Lisa Bonet have split up. They've been married for a couple years, but they've been together since 2007-ish, around that time. They put out a statement, and the internet's saying, like, this is kind of a weird thing to say. But this was the statement. We have all felt the squeeze and changes of these transformational times. A revolution is unfolding, and our family is no exception. Feeling and growing for the seismic shifts occurring, said their statement, and we share our family news that we are parting ways in marriage. So, you know, completely normal thing to say on Facebook for sure. looks like Harry Styles, Billie Eilish, and Kanye West are set to headline Coachella. The show's going to mark the first time Coachella's taken place in 3 years. After, of course, the last two were canceled due to, you know, this whole pandemic thing that's going on. The annual weekend in California is scheduled to go ahead on April 23rd and 24th of this year. According to a new survey, Wednesdays and Thursdays were voted the worst days of the week to have sex. This is from an adult toy company that did a survey of over 1,000 adults, and they asked which is the best day. Apparently, if you can believe it, Saturday is with the 35% of the vote. Friday is next with 23%. And then there's a pretty steep drop-off. Sunday is third with 12%, then Monday and Tuesday with 9% each, and Wednesday and Thursday with 6% of the vote.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's get a little crazy, have some Wednesday sex.
I don't like
it. Yeah, come on. Woo! Let's get nuts.
I think Friday and Saturday are my lowest rated days. Cause it's like, there's so much pressure that day because it's the weekend. You want to have fun? Like, no. Way less pressure on a Tuesday. Nothing's going on during the week. It's a rebranded Monday, basically. How about a little excitement? And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Sounds like an exciting life.
Yeah, you know, things are going pretty well at home, guys.
$100,000 Destroy Your Debt Contest up next at 8 o'clock on Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Engaged. Your family and your friends, they're thrilled for you. But then how do they react when you tell them, and then I drank their blood?
I mean, I think you would have some rightful concern.
Sure, 100%. That's, it's funny because I think for us normal people, you know, who work our 9-to-5 jobs, it's weird. But when you're Machine Gun Kelly and you're Megan Fox, everybody kind of expects it of you. And that's exactly what happened. I'm going to read you Megan Fox's Instagram caption from yesterday. They did get engaged, and it was romantic. And she said this: in July of 2020, we sat under this banyan tree. We asked for magic. We were oblivious to the pain we would face together in such a short, frenetic period of time. Unaware of the work and sacrifices the relationship would require from us, but intoxicated off the love and the karma. Somehow, a year and a half later, having walked through hell together, having laughed more than I ever imagined possible, he asked me to marry him. And just as in every lifetime before this one, and as in every lifetime that will follow it, I said yes. Which is nice, right? This is a really nice sentiment. Holy smokes.
I mean,
a little spiritual.
Okay.
A little spiritual. I'm sure they charged a few crystals before writing this.
Absolutely.
But then she finishes it off with, and then we drank each other's blood. Okay. It's a nice ring he got her, by the way. It's a nice little emerald. I believe that is her birthstone. But yeah, the drink the blood thing, that's a very Billy Bob Thornton, Angelina Jolie.
It's weird. And also, like, they posted a video of the proposal, and those are always really sweet, but the camera angles are kind of weird. It looks like an iPhone is laying on the ground. And like,
there's also no audio. It looks like a nanny cam feed.
Totally.
It's bizarre.
Like, if you're going to drink each other's blood, get some audio so we know what you're saying. Like, 100%. If that's what you're willing to write on Instagram, what are you willing to say to each other?
My instant thought, honestly, was when I saw this, I'm like, man, what the hell would I say to my mother? Like, how am I going to explain this to, okay, mom, listen, I really love this person, and I want you to love them too. And by the way, I drank their blood when we got engaged. Ugh.
It tasted like pennies.
It's a tough sell.
I also want to know, because she mentions a couple times, like, you know, we've been through hell and all the pain and the sadness that we... It's like, what happened? Like, you guys seem to have had a nice courtship. I thought everything was going well.
An anniversary post from someone from Facebook.
Yeah.
Where they're like, you know, we don't really like each other and we scream at each other all the time. And quite frankly, I stopped loving you years ago, but I wouldn't trade this life for anything.
This crazy life of ours.
Like, well, maybe try. God.
I wonder, Jax, you make a good point there. I was thinking that too. And like, I think I remember there was a house that they rented in Los Angeles, and I think it was $20,000 a month they were paying in rent.
Yes. Yeah.
And listen, you can have a hard life and have a lot of money, right? You can have depression and have a lot of money. But let's be honest, it's easier.
Yes,
oh, sure.
Oh, for
it's
sure.
It's easier when you can afford $20,000 a month in rent and be comfortable about that. I'm wondering too what this hell is. Is it self-created?
Maybe it's literally drinking each other's blood. That's the pain they're referring to.
That's
the only thing that would make
sense.
That's
what it was. And I wondered, you know, how did we extract that blood? Did we do that via syringe? Was there a knife involved?
No.
Did we sanitize the knife? I just want to make sure.
No. You know? 999-999. How do you think they drank each other's blood?
Oh, God.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Officially, when is the right time to move in with somebody? This is what we're asking. No, not really. I don't know if it's fair to take it there, but here's the thing. Producer Leah wants to know. So, producer Leah, if you didn't know this, has been sort of living with her boyfriend for like the last month, and went to his parents' place for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And you kind of want to know if this is the real guy. Did you get the real guy over the last month? Because he's moving back into his place today, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, due to Omicron, similar to TJ's story, I wasn't able to go to Jamaica for Christmas. The whole family's there, and the silver lining in that is that I had the place to myself, and I celebrated by bringing RJ all the way in. So he's been there with me for 31 days straight. We've gone through a lot, like you said, Christmas with his family. We did New Year's together. He took care of me during COVID.
No.
So I think we've been through, like, hell and back,
is
what I have to say. But I want to pose it to the experts, you guys. Am I through it all? Have I seen all that I should see? And, you know, I feel like the relationship has been fast forwarded due to like him being with me every single day. So what does that mean? Am I good? Like, are we ready to take the next step?
Oh, you're good to go.
Yeah.
What?
You're more than fine.
No
way. Yes, you're good to go.
30
you're
days?
Good to go.
Yeah, 31 days. The, sorry. 31.
Anything else that you need to figure out, you figure out while you're living it. You know what I mean? You guys have got it. I have no doubt in my mind that you guys are going to be good. And if you're not, you'll find that out real quick.
I agree with Jax. It takes a 30-day cycle. Because you can be on your best behavior for a week or a weekend, but 30 days, they're seeing you on like your third Monday morning, that type of thing.
Yes.
Also, like, maybe you've gotten a little bit more liberal with the bathroom door policy by that point.
No, no, we're not doing that. That will never happen.
Oh, that's what they all say.
Strict rules on the bathroom door. But yeah, we've been through a lot.
I got to step. You've been through a lot.
Yes,
you've
actually,
been through a
I
lot.
Have.
30 days. You've been through a lot, guys. Do I have to be this guy? Do I have to be formally divorced, newly living with somebody guy? Do I really need to be this guy?
Yes.
Let me tell you something. All right. The real person does not come out until 6 months later. That's the truth.
Six months.
Adam. What?
6 months. You're on your best behavior for at least 6 months. I can guarantee you that.
Six months?
Yeah.
No.
So listen, you got to take, I mean, Leah, have you been dating him 6 months yet?
Officially five.
So you haven't even gotten there yet. So listen. And listen, I understand the excitement. Mm-hmm. I get it. I fell in love recently and it's amazing, right? It's like I'm really, I love the person I'm with. I believe in the relationship that we have. I think we're going all the way. But you do need to get to know somebody in a non-living together setting for at least 6 months, in my opinion. And then when you move in with them, you don't really see everything until 6 months in. That's my belief. So maybe this is a good little test. Maybe this is a good little sample size. But have you seen it all? No, girl, you have not seen it all.
I think you're forgetting. You're forgetting that COVID has kind of sped up the free trial period.
Yeah.
And it used to be 6 months, and now it's like 6 days. So she's good. Also, we just had a text come in from the 705. Just like Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox, you guys just need to drink each other's blood, and you're good.
I might skip that step.
In your 30s, it's like, why not? It's trial by fire. And also, Adam, I have to say, but you introducing your opinion by divorce guy doesn't really help your cause.
I'm a grizzled veteran.
It's true.
Respect me. For goodness sakes. Okay. No, here's the thing.
Okay.
So, Leah, tell me about... In the 31 days you guys spent together, tell me about the worst thing that happened that you guys had to get through.
Ooh.
The worst thing was having to get up in the early morning. Sometimes sleeping with each other isn't the best. He's restless. He wakes me up. And honestly, that's it. We've had hardly any other like problems or fights. You know, we've compromised almost on everything.
And
it's gone really well,
Leah,
to be honest
with you. Kidding me?
I'm not joking around.
Oh, we had a rough sleep last night. I don't know how we're going to survive it.
You know, but that's
you're asking this question, and you had a rough sleep. Come on now.
So what am I supposed to look forward to, or what am I supposed to see in order for me to, like, judge that this is, like, good to go?
So here's what I would say. I think, Jackson, TJ, I think I agree with you on this point. Positive first step, right? Are we all agreed on that?
Oh, yeah. It's a great
positive.
Step.
Yeah.
It's a good little sample size. It's great. But I am actually, I want to throw this out to, if you're listening to this, because we love our producer, Leah. We love her. And RJ, though, because of COVID, we haven't met the guy yet, seems like a really good dude. And so this is not like we're suspicious of him. But if we want to set this relationship up to succeed, and we do, this is where we need your input at 999-999. Seriously, we want your opinion. Tell us from your experience, what do you need to see before you go, okay, I think we can move in with this person. And Jackson, TJ, I'm going to ask you the same question, and I will give you my answer in the next break as well, okay? So it's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Tell us what it's got to be before you go, yep, that's the person to move in with. That's the right one. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What we're trying to do is set you, and frankly, in this case, producer Leah as well, up with a great 2022. I'm isolating at home. So is Jax right now, by the way, if the audio sounds a little bit different, just because Jax and I caught COVID. Producer Leah, you got it last week.
Yeah.
And that's part of the test that you and your boyfriend kind of went through, right?
Yeah.
Because you guys lived together for 31 days. And the question today is whether or not she's seen the real man. Is it time to move in? You guys have been dating for 5 months. You lived together for the last 30 days. He's moving out again tonight because you're... Brother's coming back, I think, from Jamaica, right?
He's coming back, so it's back to regular living. But he took care of me during COVID. I think that's such a huge thing. And I think the whole month just fast-forwarded the relationship. I'd say that gave us like an extra 2 to 3 months.
I'd agree with you. Val and I, when we got together, was at the first wave of COVID 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
And we would have to live together for 2 weeks. And then that's basically how we started dating. So I always said that like with a month in, it was like Val and I have been dating for 5 years. Yeah.
TJ and Val did the quarantine is what they called it at the time. Now I'm saying you guys don't know anything yet. Now Jax and TJ are are totally on board with this. Oh, this is totally fine. Like, you know, you guys definitely know each other.
Why not?
No, not yet. Now, what I want to know is what the text messages say and how do you know when it is? Because really, COVID has changed things. I think you guys make a really good point. it does fast forward relationships. I can tell you with Natalie and I, and we were together much longer than 5 months before we moved in together.
Okay.
But one of the things that we kind of noticed was that I think 4 or 5 months into the relationship, Toronto went back into like a stage two lockdown. And then about a month and a half later, it was a full lockdown. And then it was, you know, spring 2021 mm-hmm. Before we got out and, you know, could take a breath again outside without being fined. And so it was one of those where you do kind of have to bond with that person. It's make or break.
Totally.
So what are the new rules and what do you need to see from somebody before you move in?
Yeah.
What do we got on the text of 99999?
From the 647, there needs to be some kind of conflict with your partner that you are both mm-hmm. able to resolve or not to know if you'll be able to go all the way. It's still the honeymoon phase, honestly, if everything is perfect during the month staying together.
I don't know if it's honeymoon phase. I don't know. We did have a conflict yesterday, actually. I sat on his new book by accident, and I crushed his first few sheets of paper in the book. And then I said, you know what? I feel bad about it, and I'll just return.
So the two problems you've outlined so far. The two problems you have outlined so far are you guys had a bad couple sleeps together because you're not great at sleeping together in the same bed, and you sat on his book.
Yeah, by accident, of course.
Oh, man.
Leah, I'm really trying to stay on your side here. Just give me more to work with.
Am I losing
please.
The fight on my own?
Am I the only one who's offended about the book? I would have been with RJ on that.
He was TJ? Not happy about it.
Next text.
Another text from the 905. Stay at his place for a bit to see how he is in his own environment.
Oh.
Those little pet peeves you may have ignored may be more than you think.
That's not a bad idea.
What do you not like about him?
I like everything. And I mean it.
Okay, yeah, that's not realistic.
Two more from the 905. I love you so much, Producer Lear, but my boyfriend at the time, fiance now, broke both his knees on a Sea-Doo accident when we first started dating 6 months in, and I was this close to running. Give it a few more months. After 1 year, you're in the clear.
Is he allowed to go on a Sea-Doo? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
Not after that story. Question.
Next one.
Last one for the 289. Cook a complicated meal with him to see how he handles being under an immaculate amount of pressure.
A good one.
Then yell at him for doing everything wrong and see how he handles that.
Okay, no. That's a trap.
Why would you do that?
Shout out to all the text messages are like, Leah, you need to drink his blood, just like Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. We've had like 14 messages
that say,
drink his blood. For sure, drink his blood. So here's the thing. Leah,
yes.
Being honest with you as your friend and your coworker.
Thank you.
Personally, I don't think it's time yet, but that doesn't mean I don't believe in you. I just want you guys to let it breathe.
Okay.
Let's wait till there's some leaves on the trees again and then revisit. Is that fair? Guys, are we fair with that?
No.
Is that fair?
No.
No?
Jump in.
No.
Dive in now. Do it.
Wow.
Yeah, if it's going to work, it's going to work. If it's not, it's not. Leah, just trial by fire.
You guys are maniacs. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ,
unbelievable
and Jax.
Story of Blog Theo. Some folks in Toronto bought a couch online, and they had to bring it on the subway with them because they didn't drive, and they couldn't get an Uber to take them home. So they went to Woodbine Station, across town from where they live. Picked up this couch, called an Uber XL, which is one of the big ones, obviously. Uber showed up, was like, I can't help you, but refunded their money and drove away. So they carried it downstairs at Woodbine Station with the help of some friends, got it onto the subway, rode it 17 stops to Lansdowne Station, brought it back onto the street and realized, oh, we still have to walk this two more blocks home. Someone driving by saw them struggling with the couch, stopped, gave them a wheelbarrow. They took it home, gave it back. Everyone's happy and the couch looks great.
Incredible.
Their name's Anna, and I just thought that was just an unbelievable story that's been going viral since last night. Sound the alarm and mark today in the calendar. Jason Momoa is single.
Whoa. Woo!
Also important to note that he spends a lot of time in Toronto and seems to like it, so there is always hope. Him and his now ex, Lisa Bonet, put out a statement yesterday that has been dubbed very weird by the internet and members of this show, saying, quote, "We have all felt the squeeze and changes of these transformational times. A revolution is unfolding, and our family is of no exception, feeling and growing from seismic shifts occurring. And so we share our family news that we are parting ways in marriage."
I wonder what pillow talk with Jason Momoa would be like based on that statement.
Look at me.
Yeah, that's it. Doesn't matter.
Get a little too spiritual for me. Sorry, Jason.
Harry Styles, Billie Eilish, and Kanye West are set to headline Coachella. The show's always going to mark the first time that Coachella's gone on in a couple years, because I don't know if you guys knew this, but there's been a pandemic happening. So the annual show in California is set to go ahead on April 23rd and 24th of this year, and should be a pretty awesome one.
And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
And $100,000, how does that change your life right now? What does that do for you? What could you do with $100,000 in your checking account tax-free? Well, we're going to give you the opportunity. Your next keyword for the $100,000 Destroy Your Debt contest is coming at 10 a.m. on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Unbelievable story in blog.to. Some folks in Toronto bought a couch online, and they had to bring it on the subway with them because they didn't drive, and they couldn't get an Uber to take them home. So they went to Woodbine Station, across town from where they live, picked up this couch, called an Uber XL, which is one of the big ones, obviously. Uber showed up and was like, I can't help you, but refunded their money and drove away. So they carried it downstairs at Woodbine Station with the help of some friends, got it onto the subway, rode it 17 stops to Lansdowne Station, brought it back onto the street and realized, oh, we still have to walk this two more blocks home. Someone driving by saw them struggling with the couch, stopped, gave them a wheelbarrow. They took it home, gave it back. Everyone's happy and the couch looks great.
Incredible.
Their name's Anna, and I just thought that was just an unbelievable story that's been going viral since last night. Sound the alarm and mark today in the calendar. Jason Momoa is single.
Whoa. Woo!
Also important to note that he spends a lot of time in Toronto and seems to like it, so there is always hope. Him and his now ex, Lisa Bonet, put out a statement yesterday that has been dubbed very weird by the internet and members of this show. Saying, quote, we have all felt the squeeze and changes of these transformational times. A revolution is unfolding, and our family is of no exception, feeling and growing from seismic shifts occurring. And so we share our family news that we are parting ways in marriage.
I wonder what pillow talk with Jason Momoa would be like based on that statement.
Look at me.
Yeah, that's it doesn't matter.
You get a little too spiritual for me. Sorry, Jason.
Harry Styles, Billie Eilish, and Kanye West are set to headline Coachella. The show's always going to mark the first time that Coachella's gone on in a couple years, because I don't know if you guys knew this, but there's been a pandemic happening. So the annual show in California is set to go ahead on April 23rd and 24th of this year, and should be a pretty awesome one. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
And $100,000, how does that change your life right now? What does that do for you? What could you do with $100,000 in your checking account tax-free? Well, we're going to give you the opportunity. Your next keyword for the $100,000 Destroy Your Debt contest is coming at 10 a.m. on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You know, something feels different to me about 2022. I don't know what it is. I don't normally get this way about the change of a year, but I feel this year is going to be better. I really do. I believe it in my bones. And this is a small sort of microcosm. And again, listen, I know we started the year in lockdown, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I have good feelings. Let's just take our little victories. And how about this? For you, if you're single, a dating app that does not require you to text back and forth with somebody for several weeks before you actually get to go out on a date with them if they don't ghost you. How about this? Okay? You can't even get ghosted on the app. How about that?
Not great for our business.
Well, no, that's true. It's a good point. Okay,
still
so,
cool.
So here's how this app works. It's called Thursday. Now, if you're a single person, Thursday's your night, right? That's when single people go out. But, most people who've got like a relationship or they've got like a pet or a family, they're not going on a Thursday night. They might do a Friday. They might do a Saturday. So this bar, so this app, excuse me, unlocks the secret location of a bar every single Thursday. And that bar agrees that only people with the app, aka single people, will be allowed in. So essentially, every Thursday morning, you sort of wake up and you're given a code, and this is the bar. And then you go to the bar and you show the code, and only people who are single will be in that bar.
That's a really good idea.
Isn't that a great idea? It's so cool. Yeah. First up, great promotion for the bars. Mm-hmm. And you avoid situations where you're talking to somebody for a couple hours and they're not single. They're just chatting, you know?
Also, some people who meet on Tinder and stuff, they always say that, like, I wish we would have met in a real way, too. And that kind of helps you in that sense, right?
Totally.
Because you did technically meet in person.
And you went to a singles event. There's no matching with people. There's no making a profile other than, obviously, you got to, you know, hand over some details. But it's not like, you know, with, man, I remember putting together that Bumble profile and having to run it by Jax and TJ several times. Like, we had to redo the pictures,
yep.
Jax. You remember that?
Yep. Yeah, we did some photo shuffling. We did a shoot.
We didn't do a shoot for me. We didn't do a shoot for me. TJ, I think
TJ,
you had it.
We had shoots.
TJ did a shoot.
Yeah.
Jax just got the picture that won my girlfriend over. was me eating wings, believe it or not, with Jax at the Wheat Chief. But it was funny because, you know, you got to have somebody look over your pictures. And it's funny, when Jax did, I finally started getting matches.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does work. She's a good consultant. But, you know, when you're doing those, having to make those profiles, having to do all that stuff, it's a lot of work. And a lot of people don't want to put themselves out there like that. But with this one, there's no profile. It's just, here's the code. Here's the bar. Show up if you feel like it.
The only problem with this, though, is now because we've gotten so used to the culture of just chatting with each other on apps, I think we might have forgotten how to just walk up to people in person.
Well, so the pandemic's also stopped a lot of that. But listen, TJ, here's the thing. If you're feeling awkward, so were they.
Yeah, but then it's going to be like a grade eight dance where everyone's standing at the each side of the room and no one's talking. And then a song comes on. You're like, oh, well, maybe we can hold butts.
It works for me. Less talking, more butt holding. Jax, let me ask you something.
Okay.
You seem skeptical, and I just want to get to the bottom of it.
Because I feel bad for the folks who don't necessarily like meeting in real life, because I know a lot of my friends who are introverts, like, they really enjoyed the idea of meeting online and having apps. And I know, especially for a lot of my, like, friends who are women, they liked vetting out sus men before. So they didn't want to see, they don't want to see them at the bar. They want to check them out online.
Fair enough. But there's 18 million apps for those people. There's one app for the people that want to meet in person at a bar.
Okay. That's
right? They have Bumble and Tinder and Hinge and The League and Raya and all those other... Right? Right?
That's fair. Just keep the garbage men off this app, too. Yeah.
I also kind of like the idea of not being able to be Googled before going on a date, you know, because everybody Googles everybody, right? That's the thing now. That's the play.
I completely disagree with you. I'm way more interesting if you Google me. Me alone in the bar, you're like, who's that? Is that Ellen DeGeneres? No. Just me.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Bob Saget passed away this week. It was a real bummer to lose him. I was off on COVID-related illnesses when it happened, but I know Jax and TJ, you guys talked about it a lot on Monday.
Yeah. Yep.
And you know, the surprise deaths when they feel like they're too young, you know, you're 65, They're the ones that hurt the most.
Agreed.
And so Bob Saget's character, but you know, Bob Saget's stand-up was some of the grossest, raunchiest stand-up you've ever heard in your life.
Yeah.
But his character on TV could not have been more different. Danny Tanner, Full House, one of the best TV dads of all time, I would say, right?
I would agree with that.
So in honor of that today with rankings, we would like to do your top three TV dads all time, but you cannot use Danny Tanner. He has entered the Hall of Fame of TV dads. He's already in there.
Okay.
So we cannot use Danny Tanner. Give us your top three at 999-999 right now. You can call it in too, 416-872-9999. Now, I'd like to go around the room. We're going to start with number three, TJ.
Number three for me, Frank Costanza from Seinfeld. George's dad, and of course, the creator of Festivus. He's a very, how would you say it, passionate man. And I think that's, personally to me, a sign of a very strong father. Is a father that shows passion for everything all the time. Number three, George Costanza, or Frank Costanza, pardon me.
Jax?
Number three for me is Phil Dunphy from Modern Family, of course. He's sweet. He's naive. He's endearing. He, you know what? He isn't great at a lot of things, but he really, really tries. And I think that that is one of the most endearing things about a father is when they just want to try for you. So Phil Dunphy's my number three.
And for me, it's got to be Carl Winslow from Family Matters. Carl Winslow is one of the most lovable characters in television history. And the guy that plays him is also one of the most lovable people in television history. Carl Winslow is he's working 12-hour shifts as a cop. Okay. He's got three kids, and he's got this kid, Steve Urkel, that's got a big crush on his daughter, constantly hanging around the house. Okay. Always there for some reason in his basement. But here's the thing about Carl. He's got a stressful job. He's got a very strong wife. They got an amazing marriage. And he always finds time to help his kids and Steve Urkel find themselves. And that's the mark of a great parent. Carl Winslow, number three for me. Let's get to number two.
Number two for me, moving up a spot from Jax's list, Phil Dunphy from Modern Family. Ask anybody, Phil Dunphy is like the pillar of what a modern, adorable dad is nowadays. He always has the best intentions. He's kind of a buffoon, but at the end of the day, he does it in an adorable way. Love Phil Dunphy, number two on my list.
Jax?
Number two for me is Goofy Now, after seeing him in a goofy movie, after seeing him in a goofy movie and how hard he worked in his role as a father and a man, he took, you know, Max on this beautiful road trip that Max was not grateful enough for. I had newfound respect for him that I could never, ever ignore. And you know what? He's a good father. Goofy is a good dad.
He is a good dad. Goes to school with his son. Come on.
Yeah.
It's great. Okay, number two for me is going to be Red Foreman from That 70s Show.
Red Foreman.
Tough, strong, wouldn't hesitate to put his foot up your ass, as he always liked to say. Here's the thing. This guy worked really, really hard. He was a war veteran.
Yep.
He worked in a factory until the factory closed down. And to support his family, he goes and works at a fast food restaurant where his kid and their friends come in and order from him. And it's a super awkward moment. Boy, Red Foreman, man, what a guy. Tough as nails and would do anything for his family. He's my number two top TV dad.
Guys,
TJ, number one, let's go.
It's not even a discussion. It's Homer Simpson of The Simpsons. The most lovable oaf in TV history. Not the smartest guy on earth, but his heart always in the right place. He, of course, loves Marge to the end of the earth. And look at all the different jobs he had just to try and put food on the table. He was an astronaut. He was a snowplow driver, a nuclear safety inspector, and a boxer, just to name a few. Homer Simpson, of course, is number one.
My number one, gentlemen, is Babar. He
Babar.
Was royal.
No, you have a crush on Babar.
Hear me out. Babar was royal. He was reasonable. He was a king. He was an elephant, a few words, and he commanded respect, and he took care of his family. Okay?
Take care
Babar
of you.
Is my number one. He is a good man.
Listen, if you got the taxes of an entire country supporting your family, I'd be a good dad too.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Leave Babar alone.
I'd like to know what the elephants underneath Babar would like to say about Babar. Number one for me, and this was an easy one. Guys, how did Uncle Phil not make either of your lists?
I know.
Oh,
Uncle
yeah.
Phil. Come on, Uncle Phil. Father of three. But you know what? He takes in his nephew, who's having a troubled start in Philadelphia, brings him to Los Angeles, or Bel Air, and makes him into a man. Uncle Phil was intimidating. He was honest. He was fair. He was smart. Upstanding guy. Judge. Just unbelievable. Uncle Phil, my favorite number one TV dad. You can't beat Uncle Phil.
Do you remember that scene where Will was crying because his dad bailed on him and Phil just let him vent, was so present for him, then threw a hug on him? Oh.
How come he don't want me, man?
Oh.
That is what some of the most painful television I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh.
The reason, by the way, that I had both Carl Winslow and Uncle Phil is because after school every day, Family Matters and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air always ran back-to-back, and I absolutely loved both shows.
TBS, baby.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. All right, so what are yours now? Hit us up, 999-999, or you can call them in 416-872-9999. We're looking for your top three TV dads in honor of Bob Saget, a.k.a. Danny Tanner, one of the greatest of them all. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Ranking the top TV dads of all time. In honor of Bob Saget, a.k.a. Danny Tanner, one of the greatest TV dads. By the way, we're not including him in the rankings on this one because, listen, he'd be top of all of our lists this week, and we love him. And I think he reaches TV Dad Hall of Fame right now, don't you?
I agree with that.
So, what are your top three? 999-999. You know, some of ours included Uncle Phil and Phil Dunphy. TJ had Homer Simpson, although Homer Simpson's not a great dad, is he?
Oh, no,
I don't know.
He's not.
Just kept a family together for 30 years.
Yes,
right.
Okay,
that's
fair
easy.
Enough.
Yeah. Hey, so what do we got on the text? 999-999.
Text from the 416. The dad from Malcolm in the Middle. You mean Hal? Hal was a good dad. He
Brian
had to deal
Cranston.
With a couple of mischievous boys, so that's not easy. From the 289. Number three, Victor Baxter from That's So Raven. Number two, Oscar Proud from the Proud Family. And number one, Paul Hennessy from Eight Simple Rules. There was a lot of text coming in about John Ritter's character from Eight Simple Rules. Did you guys ever watch that?
I never saw it.
That was like really early days Kaley Cuoco. It was a really
was
good show.
Was she on that?
Yeah, she was one of the daughters in the show.
I remember that was going to be a big show. I just never, ever saw it. It's weird.
He passed away in the middle of filming, so it was sad. But anyway, he was great in that. From the 289, how about Tim the Toolman Taylor from Home Improvement?
Yes. That, you know what? He was a bit of a a bit of a knucklehead, but a good father, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Last round.
I wasn't looking at anything else besides JTT on that show, to be honest.
Yeah, that middle part would get you.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Last one from the 647. Bob from Bob's Burgers is the best dad. He's a hardworking family man. So accepting. Also, he gives bi vibes or bi wife energy vibes. I love him.
Eh? Wife energy vibes. I like that.
I don't hate it.
You can keep him coming at 999-99. It's Texas 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Time for this morning show's 3 stars of the day. These are the 3 highlights from the show that you may have missed, but you'll catch on the podcast when it goes up around 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. Remember, you can always get it on iHeartRadio or on Spotify. All you have to do is click subscribe and search Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. Okay, so number 3 on this list is TJ telling his story about how he had to he had a vacation booked. He was ready to go. They said, pack your bags, baby. And he had cancellation insurance, and of course, Omicron hit. TJ, you decided not to go, and they were like, oh, sorry about the cancellation insurance. We never processed it.
Yeah, you had to call within 24 hours of booking, which we didn't tell you to do. Now you can't go.
TJ lost, and this is what I love about this story. TJ lost all the money that he had spent on that trip.
And Val and I saved up for like months and months and months to try and go on this trip.
And there's no getting it back. But what they did instead is on Christmas Eve, they went out to Sherway Gardens with $100 in their pocket, each of them, and still tried to make a Christmas out of it. And I thought that was a really sweet story and good for the two of you for turning a negative into a positive. And you said it's one of the best Christmases you've ever had.
So much fun. I loved it.
You guys will remember that forever.
Yeah.
Number 2, producer Leah and her partner RJ. And I say partner because they lived together for 31 days and she's like, well, I guess we're married now. That's moving in. You know what? We love it's an interesting story. And you know what's great about it is how you weighed in on the text to 999-99 saying, hey, listen, pump the brakes a little bit, but we're really happy for you. Here's the thing. We're rooting for these guys. And their biggest problem, I think, was Leah sitting on his new book. That was the biggest thing that went wrong. Which I think would be a problem for TJ. Jax, do you think that would bother you? I don't think that would bother me.
No. I wouldn't think about it again, no.
And number 1, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly drinking each other's blood.
Yeah, good for them, those crazy kids.
Oh, by the way, they got engaged too. But they drank each other's blood. So there it is. The number 1 hot story of the day.
You're saying you wouldn't drink someone's blood?
I'm saying I probably would not drink someone's blood, no matter how much I love them. But good for them. We're happy for them. And I hope that relationship continues forever because, man, they are fascinating to watch. So listen, Shannon Burns is up next. She's got your next keyword for the $100,000 Destroy Your Debt contest. Have an amazing day, and we will see you tomorrow morning for Friday, baby. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.